Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on into a victorious Flight by Yuengling locker room show. The Saints winning week 15 in the Caesar Superdome 20-17 over the Panthers, sweeping Carolina this season. We're going to go check back in at the Dome with Deuce McAllister, giving us the latest injury update. Deuce, what's going on, man?
Yeah, a couple guys that left the game and did not return, all on the offensive side of the football. Devin Neal left the game, didn't return after halftime dealing with a hamstring injury. Devon Vele left the game dealing with a shoulder or a left arm injury. And Cesar Ruiz left the game dealing with an ankle injury. All of those guys will see have to see what they look like coming up for this next week. But, I mean, from an injury standpoint, pretty hard to lose that many guys offensively and still be able to go out there and be productive like this team did. And so you'll definitely take it.
Looking at the main man from this Saints squad on offense, obviously the focus is on rookie Tyler Shuck. Another pretty good day from him, 272 yards passing with the touchdown, has a QB rating of 110, adds 32 yards rushing in there as well. Overall, what do you think of his game management so far, now being 2-0 against Carolina?
Well, he's inching closer and closer. I mean, like I said, you know, I don't know if he has done enough to warrant to say I am the franchise guy going forward, but he is making it very, very hard for the Saints to say, oh, yeah, we still need a quarterback in the first round because we don't know what we have in Tyler Shuck. And so you like the grit from him. You know, you don't like to see him taking some of the shots and the big hits. And most of those, you know, they came on some design runs or some runs where he was running the football. You know, there's still a throw or two that I want a little bit better ball placement. But, I mean, he hung in there. He got hit on the one throw to Vele, you know, a late hit by Robinson, and obviously the call run where he takes off and he's sliding. You get hit high right there. I mean, just a heck of an effort, and, you know, you like the grittiness from him, and, you know, just a great job all around from those guys up front. I mean, because when you lost Caesar, I mean, now I've got, you know, a couple of backups inside as far as my center and guard, and, you know, for him to still hang in there as well as a backup running back, as well as being down a receiver, for him to hang in there and make some of those throws, that takes a little moxie from him. And so, you know, I think that he's done a really, really good job of trying to seize the opportunities.
Deuce, overall, what do you think about the fight in this team, man? There were some injuries in this matchup, made things a lot more difficult for them. You're down 10 in the third quarter, but there's still one thing that, you know, you talk about, what's the identity of a team? Well, right now, for me, one identity of a Kellen Moore squad is definitely no quit.
Well, they hadn't quit. I mean, and I think that's the biggest thing that, you know, people don't understand or don't want to realize is, look, I am fighting for a job. You know, you got a lot of guys that are new on this squad, and even some of the guys that have been around for a while, they want to hang around. I mean, we can talk about some of the mistakes that they've made earlier this year or even in this game, but I mean, I think for those guys to be able to go out and execute and do some of the things that they need to do to be successful, you kind of see it. And so they definitely hadn't quit as far as with their effort. So you're pleased with that. And now it's just, You know, can you clean up some of the mistakes and some of the things that you're doing? Can you figure out a way how to start a game a little bit faster? You know, and some of the things that you're doing there defensively and offensively. But, you know, they have not quit. The fight has definitely been there.
Positive for this team, too. We think that they've found the future at quarterback with Tyler Shuck. Obviously anxious to see more down the stretch from him, but also in the kicker, Charlie Smith, he could be that guy making two big ones today, a 42-yarder, and that game winner, 47. We've seen that. We know he's got the leg. Just can he say consistent and true?
Yeah, I told you earlier, make the movie, man. Don't worry about it. Make the movie. You know, DeMario came out. He said it. He talked about it. Go make the movie. I mean, that's what stuff, you know, that's what dreams are made of. That's what, you know, you talk about just having a nice story and pick it up. Go make the movie. That young man, I can tell you, over in Ireland, I don't know what time it is over there, but I can tell you, it's going crazy for their hometown kid. Lifetime.
Great call
pick
today.
It up. Put it on. You know, that movie doesn't deserve to be on Tubi or Tubby or however you say it. That's a lifetime story. That's a Christmas classic.
That's special for sure. Deuce, appreciate you, man. Thanks so much. Great call, you and Hoss today. And another one, last one, at home for this season next week. We'll be talking to you then.
Appreciate it, fellas.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.